We're celebrating apples today. It is Apple Day. Let's speak to Wendy Thompson, who's the secretary of the Colwall Orchard Group, who can tell us a little bit more about this. Wendy, welcome to the show. Good evening.
Hi, Kate. Hello.
Hello. So, first of all, what are we trying to celebrate and promote with Apple Day?
Okay, well, Apple Day has been running since 1990, so 30 years now, and it was set up by an organisation called Common Ground. It's all about celebrating all the wonderful varieties of apples that we have that have tended to get forgotten. So we've had 30 years of celebrating this, and I think our awareness is rising a little bit, but there's more to be done. But it's more than apples, it's also about all the associated orchards and the wonderful landscapes and the nature and the habitats and things that go with that.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of different things.
And it's not just about apples, but let's talk about apples for a moment, because it must be quite a big part of your life.
Yeah, well, I've been part of an orchard group, Colwall Orchard Group, for a few years now. I can't remember, I lose track. And we're a charity set up to restore, promote and celebrate traditional orchards, which for us is about beautiful places for people to enjoy. It's about wonderful habitats for nature, and it's also about the fabulous juice, chutneys, apple-y foods, and even maybe a bit of cider. Oh, and also the community. It's all about the community, because we're a community of volunteers who all work together to do all of those things. So it's a good project.
How's the harvest been this year? The crop of apples?
It's been pretty good. It's been pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mostly good. I mean, some fell early. Lots of people were saying they fell early because it was a bit dry, wasn't it? We had a long, dry summer. But we had really good blossom early on, the dry weather wasn't brilliant for all the apples, but actually most people found they had a very good crop, and we've had a lot of juicing coming our way from lots of our members and the community around us.
So
we've been doing a bit of that with them.
Juicing in October, is it?
Yeah, tends to be. Yeah, it can be later. It can run through. It can actually be a bit earlier sometimes, because apples are ripe any time from sort of August through to November, and some of them store, so you do the juicing a bit later maybe, but mainly October. Yes, that's our prime time.
Lovely. I'm feeling my mouth's watering actually at the thought. And so what's happening this week with Apple Day and the sort of the extension of it?
Yeah, so we can't hold our normal event, which we normally hold on the weekend nearest to Apple Day, 21st of October. So this year we're doing an Apple Week, and we've got a whole week of activities online on Facebook, Twitter, on our website on different orchardy themes. So we've got a day of our favourite recipes. That was yesterday, I think, the day before. We orchard games, so all the sort of games that we would normally play, traditional orchardy games and apple games, apple bobbing. We've got an apple catapult, which is a fantastic thing, which you pull back and it splats apples against this target. And also things like an apple pinata. So it's basing on, you know, the pinata thing, but you make a sort of an apple shape and the kids will smash it up and pin the wiggly maggot on an apple rather than the tail on the donkey. So, mixing up the games and making them a bit more apple-y. So there's a lot of that. That's our apple theme day. We've got a day about our orchard trail in Colwall. So it's a nice orchardy walk around the village. And apple books, our favourite apple books. That's one of our day's themes.
Who knew you could do so much with apples? I mean, I think of putting one in my children's lunchbox and maybe a pint of cider at the weekend. But there is an absolute plethora of things.
Oh, there are so many things to do with apples.
And that's
lots
why
of
we
long
need
traditions. Lots of traditions. Yeah.
Yeah, and of course that's why we need days like this today to keep the awareness going, because you know there are so many varieties of apples, and some we're in danger of losing.
Yeah, we do our best to preserve the older varieties. We've got our own orchard, which is like a collection of older types of apple varieties. And we've got our own Colwall coining, which is a local one. Most areas will have their own local, particularly in this area, Hereford, Worcestershire. We've got our own village varieties and things. So there are plenty out there. It's all about celebrating that and trying to preserve that and restore that for the future.
Fantastic. Well, I hope it goes well this week, and fingers crossed we can have the normal celebrations back together next year.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, we look forward to that and hope people will come along and join us.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us about it. And Wendy, for all the work that you and the group do for orchards and the habitats, etc., and the ongoing conservation that basically is what you're really involved in, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's partly about that, but it's all sorts of dimensions, yeah. And do look us up on our website.
Yes.
And on Facebook.
So it's Colwall Orchard Group.
That's right. Colwall Orchard Group, yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, Wendy, have a good week. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye for now. That is Wendy Thompson, Secretary of the Colwall Orchard Group. And of course, that is why apple bobbing is such a thing at Halloween, isn't it? It's apple season and apple juicing month this month, apple day today, apple bobbing day in 10 days' time. I'm not really sure that there will be any apple bobbing going on this year, though, when you think about it. I recently had to buy a couple of birthday cards. Both of my parents have birthdays in October, and there were some very funny COVID pandemic related cards with funny pandemic jokes on the front. And talking of, you know, apple bobbing, everybody getting together to bob apples together in a bucket, it's one of the cards said, remember the days when we all used to eat cake after everyone else had blown on it. You wouldn't dream of that now, and you certainly wouldn't dream of apple bobbing either. But nevertheless, have a look at colwallorchardgroup.org online, see some of their events going on, because it doesn't have to be about bobbing apples in a bucket. There's plenty of other things to do. Saturday and Sunday.